Imagine treating your company's customer data, not like a valuable asset, but like weapons-grade plutonium.
Oh, wow. That is a heavy comparison.
Right. But think about it. Highly toxic, incredibly dangerous, and I mean, virtually impossible to clean up once it leaks.
Yeah, you really can't just put the genie back in the bottle.
Exactly. And today we are exploring why sending your proprietary data to standard, off-the-shelf AI tools is basically the equivalent of carrying that plutonium in a leaky cardboard box.
Which is terrifying for any business.
Totally. But before we unpack the solution to this massive vulnerability, let's introduce the supporter making today's deep dive possible, SafeServer.
Right, because if you are running a business, an association, or really any kind of organization, you know the struggle. Relying on proprietary AI tools and cloud services from massive vendors like Microsoft or Google, it often means locking yourself into an expensive black
Oh,
box.
yeah. And beyond the unpredictable costs, just handing over your sensitive data to these tech giants raises some incredibly serious legal, regulatory, and compliance concerns.
Yeah. Data sovereignty becomes critical here. I mean, when we talk about email retention, financial records, audit trails, and strict data protection under the law, relying on those massive proprietary platforms means losing control. You don't know where your data lives or who might be looking at it.
Right.
Keeping your data on your own terms is a strict legal requirement in a lot of industries.
And that's where SafeServer comes in. They help organizations replace those expensive, opaque tools with secure, open-source solutions. And, often at a fraction of the cost.
Yeah, which is a huge win.
Definitely. They guide businesses from the initial consulting phase all the way through to operation, running everything on servers located right in the EU.
Giving you that total control.
Exactly. So if you want to take back control of your infrastructure, you can find more information at safeserver.de. And that perfectly sets up our mission for today.
It really is.
We're looking at documentation from the cybersecurity firm Confident Security, along with the GitHub repository for an open source framework called OpenPCC.
So our goal here is to figure out how you can easily jump into using powerful AI models without handing over all your confidential data.
Yes. And even if you are a total beginner to cloud architecture, just stick with us. By the end of this deep dive, you will understand exactly how to secure your AI workflows.
Let's start with the sheer scale of the liability we are dealing with. We have to completely rethink what data actually is.
Right, because people always say data is the new oil.
Exactly, they view it as fuel. But the author and activist Cory Doctorow, he's the one who provides that striking weapons-grade plutonium quote, found in our sources.
Such a great analogy.
It really is. He argues that personal data is dangerous, it's long-lasting, and once it has leaked, there is absolutely no getting it back.
Yeah.
You cannot unleak a database of confidential customer information or, proprietary source code that a developer accidentally pasted into a public AI chatbot.
Oh man, we've all read those horror stories. Somebody just trying to debug a script, and suddenly the company's IP is in the training data.
Exactly. And cryptography professor Matthew D. Green makes a pretty blunt observation about this in our source material.
What does he say?
He basically notes that in practice, if you aren't running an AI model locally on your own personal device, your alternative is to ship private data to OpenAI or someplace sketchier where who knows what might happen to.
Someplace sketchier. Yeah, that's reassuring.
Right. Security technologist Bruce Schneier refers to this exact vulnerability as the pollution problem of the information age.
The pollution problem.
Yeah, we are producing toxic runoff every time we interact with these cloud models, just dumping it into the digital ecosystem and hoping it doesn't poison the well.
Wow.
He argues that protecting privacy is the environmental challenge of our time, and right now, the infrastructure most companies use is just fundamentally flawed.
Okay, but hold on. Let's look at this practically for a second.
Sure.
A traditional enterprise server has firewalls, end-to-end encryption, strict identity, and access management roles. If shipping data to the public cloud is so sketchy, shouldn't a business just self-host their own AI models on their own private servers?
That's the logical next question.
Right. Like, how could a bad actor possibly dump the memory if the IT department has done their job configuring those firewalls and access controls?
Well, the source material from Confident Security explicitly addresses this assumption. Traditional self-hosting solutions are actually insufficient for strict compliance
Wait, really? Why?
because they still rely on human trust. Those firewalls and access management roles you just mentioned, they are administered by humans.
Oh.
In a traditional self-hosted setup, the root system administrator always has ultimate access. If a bad actor compromises those admin credentials, or, you know, if the server hardware is physically accessed, they can dump the memory straight from the RAM. They can read the logs.
Ah, so it's a single point of failure, the human element.
Exactly. From a legally binding compliance standpoint, trusting the IT department is not a measurable security metric.
I mean, that makes sense. You can't audit a promise.
Right. Traditional self-hosting relies on policies. It's essentially a sticky note on the server saying, please don't look at this data.
Yeah, that's not going to hold up in court.
No. If an auditor comes knocking, you cannot mathematically prove that the data remained unseen. We have to remove human trust from the equation entirely and build a system that relies on math instead of policies.
Which brings us to the open source blueprint that's attempting to solve this problem, OpenPCC.
Yes.
It's a framework designed specifically for provably private AI inference. It's written mostly in the Go programming language, and the GitHub repository already boasts 928 stars.
Which is pretty impressive traction.
Definitely. And the architecture was heavily inspired by Apple's private cloud compute, which millions already rely on for secure AI features. But OpenPCC takes those core principles and makes them fully open, auditable, and deployable on your own infrastructure.
And people in the industry are definitely taking notice. A user named Abalone on Hacker News called this server engineering insanely next level.
Insanely next level.
Yeah. They compared the magnitude of this shift to the massive industry transition to stateless architecture 30 years ago, or the move to microservices 15 years ago.
Wow. Those were massive paradigm shifts. Let's break down why Abalone makes that comparison. Because microservices completely changed how applications were built, right?
Mm.
By breaking massive monolithic applications into small, independent pieces.
Right. So if one piece failed, the whole system didn't just crash.
Right. And OpenPCC is attempting a similar foundational shift, but for privacy. It breaks the assumption of trust.
Exactly. Instead of trusting a single monolithic server and its administrator with all your data, OpenPCC distributes and cryptographically secures the process.
So no single entity holds the keys.
Not even the machine's owner. It enforces this through encrypted streaming, unlinkable requests, and something called hardware attestation.
Okay, let's pause right there. Hardware attestation. That is a very dense technical concept.
It is, yeah.
For the listener who doesn't have a background in cryptography, let's do an explain like I'm five breakdown. How does hardware actually attest to something? And why does that replace the need to trust the IT guy?
Okay, think of hardware attestation like a digitally enforced wax seal on an envelope, but built directly into the physical microchip of the server.
A wax seal on the microchip.
Okay, so when a server boots up, a specialized security chip on the motherboard takes a mathematical snapshot of the exact code running on the machine. It measures the operating system, the applications, everything.
Like taking a fingerprint of the software.
Exactly. And if an administrator tries to secretly install malicious software to spy on your data, that mathematical snapshot changes. The fingerprint is different.
Oh, I see.
So before your phone or your computer sends any sensitive AI prompts to that server, it asks the server for that specific mathematical proof. If the proof doesn't match the publicly audited, safe region of the code, your device simply refuses to send the data.
Wow. So you are no longer trusting an administrator's promise.
Nope. You are verifying a cryptographic guarantee generated by the physical silicon itself.
That is brilliant. Okay. So we've covered how we trust the code running on the machine, but there is another major mechanism mentioned in the GitHub repo called an oblivious HTTP relay, or OHTTP.
Yes.
This seems to handle how the data actually travels to the server. Let's try an analogy to visualize this. It's like sending a highly confidential letter to a brilliant consulting detective.
Okay, I like where this is going.
But instead of taking it yourself, you give the letter to a blindfolded courier. The courier knows where the detective's office is, but has absolutely no idea what is written inside the letter because it's locked in a safe. The detective receives the safe, opens it using a special key, reads the problem, and writes a solution. But the detective has no idea who the courier works for or who originally sent the letter.
That analogy perfectly isolates the mechanics of the OHTTP relay. You are completely separating who is asking the question from what they are asking.
The who from the what.
Exactly. The relay acts as the blindfolded courier. When you send an AI prompt, your IP address, your identity goes to the relay. But the prompt itself is encrypted.
Right.
The relay forwards the encrypted prompt to the server actually running the AI model. That compute server decrypts the prompt, generates the answer, and sends it back.
So the compute server knows what the prompt was, but it only sees the IP address of the relay, not you.
Yes, and the relay knows who you are, but only sees encrypted gibberish. Neither party holds the full puzzle, making it impossible to link your identity to your proprietary data.
Okay, having an open source framework with hardware attestation and blindfolded couriers is incredible for deep tech engineers who want to build custom infrastructure.
Oh, absolutely.
But for a beginner developer or mid-sized business, I mean, building that from scratch requires a PhD in cryptography.
Mm.
We need an easy entry point.
Which brings us to the practical application of this framework. Our sources introduce a managed service called ConeFSC, operated by a firm named Confident Security.
All right.
This service is built entirely on the open source OpenPCC standard, operating under a core philosophy of four words. Don't trust, verify.
Don't trust, verify. I love that.
Yeah, and they detail specific technical guarantees to back up that philosophy. Because they utilize the OpenPCC framework, they offer zero logging.
Wait, zero logging at all?
Zero. And that doesn't mean they promise to delete your logs at the end of the day. It means the system architecture literally prevents data from being logged in the first place.
This is a huge distinction.
It is. Your prompts are never used for AI training, and they are never sent to third parties. And most crucially, even the operator of the server does not have privileged access to the private computation.
Okay, let's dig into that operator lockout, because this directly addresses our earlier discussion about the flaws of self-hosting.
Yeah.
If Confident Security physically owns the server in their data center, how are they physically locked out of reading the data processing on their own machine?
It comes down to secure enclaves within the processor itself. When your encrypted prompt reaches the server, it isn't decrypted in the standard open memory of the computer where an administrator could see it.
Where does it go?
It is routed into a heavily isolated section of the CPU called an enclave. You can think of it as an impenetrable black box built into the silicon.
So the data is decrypted inside that black box.
Yes. The AI model generates the response inside that black box, and the response is encrypted before it ever leaves.
It's incredible.
So if the server operator dumps the machine's RAM, or even attaches a physical probe to the motherboard to spy on the data in transit.
Like physically hacking the machine.
Exactly. All they will capture is encrypted noise. The administrator of the operating system is entirely blind to what is happening inside the enclave.
You know, from a development standpoint, not having to rewrite an entire application just to integrate a new security standard saves months of engineering time.
Oh, without a doubt.
This was a striking detail in the Confident Security documentation.
Mm.
They provide an OpenAI compatible API and SDK. A developer doesn't have to learn a completely new protocol to use this.
Providing a standard interface to leading large language models drastically lowers the barrier to entry. You simply swap your existing endpoint URL and your API key.
To visualize that API swap, it's like having a freight train carrying sensitive cargo. You don't need to rebuild the train, the tracks, or the cargo from scratch to make it secure.
Right.
You just flip a digital switch on the tracks, routing the exact same train into a highly secure verified vault instead of an open warehouse.
That's a great way to put it. The infrastructure does the heavy lifting while your application continues functioning exactly as it did before.
And beyond accessing leading LLMs, the documentation notes that users can host, manage, and sell their own custom models with those exact same verifiable privacy guarantees.
Yes. And this brings us to the cost factor. Proprietary black box AI from major vendors is notorious for unpredictable billing structures.
Oh, tell me about it. The bills can just skyrocket overnight.
Right. Confident Security tackles that by offering transparent pricing where you pay only for what you use, with base fees pinned to current market prices per model.
So organizations aren't forced to pay a massive premium just to secure their data.
Exactly. They get the state-of-the-art security standard without price gouging.
Let's transition to the ultimate application of all this. We've mapped out the architecture, the secure enclaves, and the easy API swap. But for modern businesses, the biggest hurdle to adopting AI is navigating the massive legal headaches around data compliance.
Oh, absolutely. Those legal hurdles are defined by strict regulations like GDPR in Europe, CCPA in California, HIPAA in the healthcare sector.
And the fines for messing those up are no joke.
Severe penalties for mishandling personal data. But by utilizing verifiable privacy, where an organization can mathematically prove that data is encrypted, unseen, and unlogged, businesses can finally leverage powerful AI models on private data while remaining strictly compliant.
Let's put this into a real-world scenario. Imagine an auditor walks into a hospital's IT room to verify HIPAA compliance regarding a new AI diagnostic tool.
Okay, stressful day for the IT guy.
Right. In a traditional setup that involves weeks of pulling server logs, interviewing IT staff about access controls, reviewing IAM policies, and ultimately just hoping no internal staff member accidentally left the database exposed.
It's a total nightmare.
But with verifiable privacy through a framework like OpenPCC, what actually happens during that audit?
The audit transforms from a procedural nightmare into a mathematical certainty. The auditor doesn't need to interview the IT staff or comb through thousands of lines of access logs.
Really? Just skip all that?
Yeah. They simply verify the cryptographic signature of the hardware attestation. In a matter of seconds, they can run a mathematical proof confirming that the server is running the audited code and that the secure enclaves are active. The proof demonstrates that no human, not even the system administrator, could possibly have read the patient data. As the documentation concisely puts it, this technology provides peace of mind for the business and a piece of cake for the auditors.
A piece of cake for the auditors. I bet they love that. A study referenced in the sources by Mazuma Hassan, Andre Kushnaruk, and Elizabeth Boricki emphasizes this exact point.
Oh, yes.
They noted that integrating privacy by design technologies into AI applications could mitigate the massive challenges of adopting AI in healthcare. And healthcare is the ultimate stress test.
It really is.
Patient records are the most sensitive plutonium there is. If we can solve AI privacy for healthcare using these zero-knowledge environments, we can solve it for banking, legal, human resources, everything.
And the sources frame this level of privacy not as a luxury add-on, but as an essential baseline for the future of the internet.
I mean, it should be.
Gary Kovacs states in the materials that security and privacy guarantees are strongest when they're entirely technically enforceable. It shouldn't rely on a company's goodwill or a complex legal contract.
Right, because goodwill changes when profits drop.
Exactly. It must be baked directly into the code and the silicon. And venture capitalist Fred Wilson predicts that the companies doing the best job managing user privacy will ultimately become the most successful, turning privacy into a core competitive advantage.
Marco Altia at Toastring.ai captures the underlying philosophy perfectly. He argues that privacy is not an option and that it shouldn't be the price we accept for just getting on the internet.
That's a powerful statement.
It is. We shouldn't have to surrender our right to digital privacy or expose our company's intellectual property just to participate in the modern AI-driven economy. Tools like OpenPCC provide the technical means to finally refuse that trade-off.
We are witnessing a necessary transition from an era of security by policy to an era of security by mathematics and architecture.
Beautifully said. Let's briefly recap the journey we've taken today. We started with the reality of data as weapons-grade plutonium, toxic, permanent, and constantly being leaked into opaque proprietary cloud models.
Right.
We broke down why traditional self-hosting and firewalls fall short, because they still rely on vulnerable human administrators.
The human element.
Exactly. Then we explored the OpenPCC framework, discovering how hardware attestation acts as a digital wax seal, and how oblivious HTTP relays function as blindfolded couriers to separate identity from data.
Which is such a massive leap forward.
It is. And we saw how accessible this has become through managed services like Confident Security's kind of SEC, where securing an application is as simple as flipping a switch on the API tracks, utilizing secure CPU enclaves to guarantee operator lockout.
It provides the master key for compliance, allowing organizations to navigate strict regulations like GDPR and HIPAA through mathematically enforceable proofs, all without sacrificing the efficiency of artificial intelligence or paying exorbitant premiums.
Which brings us perfectly back to the supporter of today's deep dive, SafeServer. If the capabilities we just outlined, true data sovereignty, mathematically enforceable compliance, predictable cost structures, and protection from massive cloud vendor lock-in, if that aligns with your organization's needs, SafeServer is the solution.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether you are a business, an association, or any group looking to replace expensive, opaque AI tools, they provide the necessary expertise.
SafeServer is really a partner in your infrastructure. They can be commissioned for specialized consulting to help find and implement the exact open source solution for your specific needs.
Right.
So whether the perfect fit is the OpenPCC software we explore today, or a comparable open source alternative, they guide you from the planning phase all the way through to secure operation on servers located right in the EU.
You can learn more and take back control of your data at safeserver.de. Before we wrap up, though, there is a final thought I want to leave you with to mull over.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
We began by discussing the pollution problem of the information age. You know, the toxic runoff of data we leave behind when using standard AI platforms.
Right.
If mathematically enforceable, zero-knowledge AI architectures become the new default, what happens to the massive tech empires built entirely on harvesting and monetizing our data plutonium?
Oh, that is a fascinating question.
If we stop providing the toxic runoff, could the information age finally clean up its pollution problem and force those empires to find a completely new business model? It's something to think about. Keep questioning, keep exploring, and we'll see you in the next deep dive.